Pip and Lee.
Here we go.
It's Darren, Ben, Pip and Lee, and Pip. Eat Local Thursday. This has been going off at the MTC.
Yeah, each and every Thursday there's been a market down there which supports our local growers and producers. We checked in with Penny Scott, the organiser, a few weeks ago, and now we're catching up with Costa. Now, you know, may know him as the effervescent host of Gardening Australia. Good morning, Costa.
Good morning, team. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Hey, tell us about the Eat Local movement and why you're getting behind it.
Look, I can't think of a bigger highlight for me in terms of the year, really, because as far as, like, the food movement goes and getting people connected to their food, like, this represents the whole lock, stock and barrel. It's like, okay, we're going to support our local farmers. They get to bring their food in on the day. It's not like a weekend. They harvest in the morning. They bring it in. Everyone can approach it in their normal day-to-day life. So straight after school, pick up, before sport, after school sport, on the way home from work, they can come in, buy what they need. They're supporting the local farmers. The money stays in the local economy. And then it happens again next week. So there's this new buying habits. I love it.
So, Costa, you were here for the opening round about 6 weeks ago. What did you sample that you thought was awesome from our local growers?
Yeah, well, look, what was really exciting was that there were some farmers there that, you know, that was the first time that they've actually brought their produce to market, which is really a positive. You know, they're like, okay, we're a small operation, we've barely got underway, and now we've got this outlet, and suddenly we're finding by 5 o'clock they're selling out. So I tasted some great local olives and olive oil. There was a local meat supplier that actually had his packets in bigger amounts and found that people wanted to buy a variety of cuts. So he was, you know, literally had to say, oh, okay, well, next time I'm going to cut it a bit smaller. There was a heap of tomatoes at the time, lots of different varieties, and I sort of consider the tomato my apple.
Tomato all day keeps the doctor away, huh?
yeah. I was gobbling those up. But then the other thing, it's not only the food. There was a wonderful local soap maker, and actually, you know, I just was washing my hands this morning, and it's one with a loofah in it, and it's great when you have something, and then, you know, when I wash my hands, I think of Eat Local Thursday.
Costa, does that beard of yours get a wash?
How so much? It gets that nice luster and shine.
I was going to say, it'd take a fair bit of soap to get through that.
Hey, Costa, we've got a run this morning, but we really appreciate your time, and thanks for getting behind Eat Local Thursday, or as it is this week, Eat Local Wednesday.
Yeah, look, it's great, and I can't wait to get back out there, because I really believe that this is a wonderful way forward for our food.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can check it out, Eat Local Thursday, which is Eat Local Wednesday this week, down at the MTC, Pip, this afternoon.
Yeah, it will be supporting our local growers and producers. Jump on down and get some bargains.
Come on, let's wrap. Pip and Lee, weekdays from 5:30 on Star FM.